Back in the early 60s, I was a graduate student at UCLA, and I happened to have to leave the campuses in Los Angeles in order to travel up to the Bay Area of California and spend some time doing the rest of my research on my PhD thesis at the Lawrence Radiation Laboratory in Livermore. And while I was there, I had a chance to meet a rather remarkable young physicist whose name was William Newcomb. And Newcomb was always interested in the paradoxes which arise from quantum physics. And he once told me this paradox, which got my mind thinking, how would you resolve this? What he told me was the following. He said, suppose we have a magician, and the magician enters a room and seats himself before you, and he says to you, "I am an enlightened being, able to witness the future now. I have a gift for you. I shall make you very rich if you believe in my powers." He then places before you two small safe deposit boxes. The box on the left is labeled L for left, and the box on the right is labeled R for right. And he speaks, "In box L, I have placed $1,000. It is yours. In box R, I have placed either $1 million in large denominational bills, so it would fit in the box, of course, or I have placed nothing at all. You have two choices. Either you choose box R, or you choose both boxes." And you think, my God, what kind of, well, this is really stupid. I mean, well, huh? "Either you choose box R or you choose both boxes." At first, you're kind of, you're surprised. I mean, this seems kind of dumb. Well, I would think I would have to choose between the boxes. Why am I being asked to either choose box R or both? Now, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. And you're wondering what the heck is going on. And then you realize that this is making some kind of sense. The magician says, "You must have faith in me, and you must have that faith in order to get the $1 million. I can see into the future. I already know what you're going to choose. If you choose box R, I will reward your choice, and you will find $1 million in the box. However, if you are greedy and you choose both box L and R, your reward will only be the context of box L by itself. You will only get $1,000, and that's it." He's confident. He's pretty sure of himself. But you think, come on. This is so hokey. Either he's put the $1 million in box R, or he hasn't. And, I'd rather get 1,000 plus 1 million rather than just a million alone, because I could use the house $1,000 to take a vacation with and put the million in a bank. So I'm going to be greedy and choose both boxes. But then you go, oh, wait a minute. But he knows I'm greedy. He knows I'm a greedy SOB. He knows that I'm going to do that. So he's not put the $1 million in box R. There's nothing in that box R. He knows I'm going to choose both, and I'm only going to get the thousand. So what can I do? What should I do? What should I do? Is there $1 million in the box R? Or maybe can this guy really read my mind? If he can't read my mind, then what the heck is going on? If this being is just an ordinary being and not really who he says he is, then if he's just folks, he's just playing tricks on me. It doesn't make any difference. There's nothing more he can do. He's already put the money in the box. He's not going to change anything. He told me it's up to me. I make the choice, and I can choose both or one. They're complementary. I can't choose both and choose one. I can either choose R or I choose both, L and R, or R alone. That's all. I can choose R alone, which I get the million, or I choose them both and I get the million and a thousand. But that's what I think. He says I won't. He says I will get only the thousand, because when I open up box R, it'll be empty. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what should I do. And you're faced with the same paradox. What would you do in this case? If I choose both and I find that box R is really full, so I get a million and a thousand, I'm rich. But if box R is empty, wouldn't it have been so anyway? What difference does it make whether I choose both or not? I've lost nothing, so, you know, if the being is just an ordinary guy like me, I might as well choose both and get both. Okay? What would you do? Well, the surprising thing is these are quantum boxes, and they are illustrating the principle of complementarity. And if you're a smart quantum box chooser, you're not going to choose both boxes and only get $1,000, because indeed, if you choose both, you're going to find there's only $1,000 in box L and nothing in box R. But if you choose box R, $1,000,000 will be in that box. In other words, what you get depends on what you choose. And you have the choice as to whether to choose both or choose one. And these are quantum things. These are paradoxical to your mind, only because you believe that the reality is already out there, independent of you. But what quantum physics says, it ain't out there, independent of you. It depends on your choices. And choosing both boxes is complementary to choosing only box R. It's sort of like the wave or particle. Choosing both boxes is kind of like trying to figure out which slit the particle went through, in which case you don't see the wave pattern anymore. But if you don't look in both slits, if you don't look which way it went, then you're getting the wave pattern, and that's like choosing box R alone. So this is a little story to illustrate what is called the principle of complementarity.